Newsmakers, a look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. In this week's edition, we take a look at President Tsai Ing-wen and a conspiracy theory surrounding her which periodically reappears in the headlines. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the woman herself. Tsai was born in Taipei in 1956 as the youngest of nine children. Her father ran an auto repair shop and her mother was a homemaker. Convinced by her father, she chose to study law at National Taiwan University in Taipei. After graduation, she continued her studies at Cornell University Law School, where she obtained a Master of Laws degree in 1980. In 1984, she was awarded a PhD in law from the London School of Economics, which was part of University of London then. This fact will be significant in the latter part of today's story. Upon her return to Taiwan, she taught law at Suzhou University and National Zhengzhou University until she was appointed to a string of government positions as an independent. Those included a trade negotiator at the World Trade Organization and one of the chief drafters of former President Li Denghui's special state-to-state relations doctrine. In 2000, Tsai was appointed as chair of the Mainland Affairs Council, Taiwan's chief body regulating relations with China. 4 years later, she became a member of the Democratic Progressive Party, and in 2006, she was tapped for the post of vice premier. At the same time, she held the position of chairwoman of the Consumer Protection Commission. In 2008, Tsai won the election for her party's chair, making her the first woman to chair a major political party in Taiwan. After former President Chen Shui-bian acknowledged he had transferred past campaign funds overseas, Tsai apologized to the public on behalf of the DPP and promised not to cover up any misdeeds. Her leadership of the party proved popular, and the DPP recouped some of its earlier losses in the 2009 elections. In 2011, she secured a presidential nomination from the DPP but lost the presidential election to Ma Ying-jeou the following year, which also prompted her to resign as party chair. She did, however, return to that post 2 years later in the aftermath of the Sunflower Student Movement and led the party to a historic victory in local elections that same year. That strengthened her position and allowed her to run for president again on the DPP ticket in 2016. That bid proved successful, and in May 2016, she became Taiwan's first female president. She repeated that success in the following elections, defeating KMT's Han Kuo-yu in 2020. The president was in the headlines again this week when the University of London affirmed it had conferred a proper PhD onto Tsai. The London School of Economics had done the same in 2019. However, back in 1984, when Tsai Ing-wen was a doctoral candidate, the University of London was the institution that issued degrees. Why did the schools have to come out and speak up for Tsai? In 2019, a conspiracy theory emerged claiming that Tsai never completed her studies and her PhD was fraudulent. Regular listeners might be somewhat familiar with the fact that accusations of all kinds are often launched at political opponents across political divides in Taiwan. This isn't by any means unique to Taiwan, nor is the fact that some of those accusations grow into conspiracy theories in various places outside of the internet mainstream. For this reason, it is all the more surprising that this particular theory concerning Tsai's PhD did not originate on the blue side of the political spectrum, which is associated with the opposition KMT party and various affiliated groups. This conspiracy theory began with the president's own green camp. In mid-2019, a retired National Taiwan University professor, He Defen, accused President Tsai of forging her diploma and falsely claiming that she obtained a doctoral degree in 1984. The basis of the accusation was a supposed independent investigation by Professor Huan C. Lin from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, Belk College of Business. The accusations have been echoed by traditionalists in the pan-green camp, especially those affiliated with the Formosa Alliance, a political party heavily promoting Taiwan's formal independence, who believe Tsai is not doing enough for that cause. Though not compulsory, many in Taiwan see an advanced degree to be a prerequisite for the office of the president. False allegations concerning PhD diplomas and dissertations are nothing new. In 2014, for example, many claimed that then-president Ma Ying-jeou of the KMT did not write his own doctoral dissertation or that it was full of errors. Tsai's alma mater, the London School of Economics, quickly responded to initial allegations, confirming that Tsai did in fact obtain her degree there and presented a copy of her dissertation. Additionally, Tsai herself produced a copy of her diploma, and a school where she taught upon returning to Taiwan, National Zhengzhi University, confirmed it had three copies of her dissertation in its archives. As was the case with US President Barack Obama's birth certificate conspiracy, some remained unconvinced even when presented with evidence, pointing to the conclusion that it was never actually about the diploma. President Tsai eventually decided to sue a number of people involved in fabricating and spreading the theory for libel. Predictably, this too did not put the rumors to rest, with some accusing the president of using lawsuits to silence critics. In the following years, the conspiracy was kept alive by people such as Dennis Pong, a talk show host formerly working for Formosa Television. Consequently, in 2021, he was charged with aggravated libel for spreading the theory. He and Lin, however, were not indicted, since the Taipei District Prosecutor's Office did not find sufficient evidence that the two were working with malicious intent to denigrate Tsai and damage her reputation. Peng failed to show up for his trial in July and October of last year, so the court determined him to be a flight risk, but only then learned that he was already in the United States. There is now a circular order for his arrest in Taiwan. Late last week, the University of London confirmed the authenticity of Tsai's doctoral dissertation and the fact that she was awarded a PhD after a successful defense of her thesis. It remains to be seen whether this is the last time the schools in London are forced to defend the good name of one of their graduates. This brings us to the end of this episode of Newsmakers. Join me next week for another look at Taiwan's movers and shakers.